And good morning to you, Wanda. When it comes to Florida's race for governor, count Democrat Nan Rich in. Rich qualified to run for governor last week, but the former state senator has not been able to raise much money. She also hasn't been able to get a debate with her rival for the Democratic nomination, former Republican Governor Charlie Crist. Crist, who is now a Democrat, says he is focused on beating the current Republican governor, Rick Scott. The teachers' union, the AFL-CIO, and Equality Florida, a gay rights group, have all endorsed Charlie Crist. Children's advocate Karen Woodall says she is frustrated that more people Rich has helped in the past are not helping her now.
She's a fighter, and to have the entities or individuals who she stood with and fought for kind of turn their back on her at this point in time is got to be not only frustrating, but hurtful.
Crist has outraised Rich by nearly 10-1, and many Democrats say they support him because he can win. But Rich has made hundreds of campaign stops statewide and vows to keep fighting. The Democratic primary is going to be held on August 26th. Now that Governor Rick Scott has signed the Charlotte's Web bill to legalize a non-euphoric strain of medical marijuana, questions remain about what that decision could mean for the governor politically. Scott says he is against marijuana use and that the Republican-controlled legislature has largely the same view. CBS4's Jim DeFede explains that support for Charlotte's Web was a political calculation.
What they wanted to do was to try to blunt the attack of those who are trying to pass a more liberal marijuana measure through a statewide ballot initiative. They're hoping that opponents of the statewide measure can now argue, well, the state has passed the marijuana law, so we don't need to pass it. We'll just have this non-euphoric version.
Passage of that constitutional amendment would legalize a broader range of medical marijuana, including the kind that gets you high. In the meantime, even if that ballot amendment does not pass in November, doctors will still be allowed under the Charlotte's Web law to start writing prescriptions for the limited strain of marijuana by January 1st. And just yesterday, the governor signed a sweeping bill aimed at overhauling Florida's child welfare system, this after hundreds of child abuse-related deaths in the past 5 years. Scott said yesterday that the bill will help hire 270 child protective investigators to reduce caseloads. The law also establishes a response team to quickly investigate child abuse deaths when the child had previous incidents within the system. The new law comes on the heels of an investigative series by the Miami Herald, which highlighted the deaths of 477 children involved with the department in the past 5 years. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.